This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
Terroristas entran a través de nuestras fronteras.
Terrorists are coming across our borders, drugs smuggled to America's shores. That's a new Spanish language radio ad produced by the Republican National Committee. The ad is designed to remind Latinos that border security keeps families safe.
Latino evangelicals usually vote Republican, but the immigration debate has become a wedge issue. It divides Latino evangelicals and the Republican Party. It also divides Latinos from other evangelicals.
Earlier this month, an association of Latino evangelicals sent a letter to Washington calling for a fair and reasonable immigration bill. They want Republicans to embrace President Bush's guest worker program that would eventually allow undocumented workers to become U.S. citizens. Reverend Samuel Rodriguez of Sacramento, California, signed his name to that letter. He told me recently that if the Republican Party remains intent on punishing illegal immigrants, then Latino evangelicals may not be as inclined to vote Republican.
I believe presently, it's presented a very precarious situation for the Republican Party, to say the least. The final outcomes will determine whether or not this largely, fastly growing demographic, the Latino evangelical base, which is currently somewhere close to 15 million strong, will continue to vote Republican or for conservative candidates.
So are you looking at this as a test issue?
It is a test issue. The number one advocate for comprehensive immigration reform happens to be the commander-in-chief and the de facto leader of the party in the White House. And then the most animate and those that are most vehemently opposed to comprehensive immigration reform are Republicans in the House. So what it looks like at the end of the day, what may happen is that Latino evangelicals may end up continuing to exhibit their allegiance to national Republican figures that are more open to the immigrant community and that are more open to Latinos in general, but not support them at a local level, at a congressional or Senate level.
You are part of the National Association of Evangelicals. This is the umbrella organization. It did not sign this letter that you signed to the president and to the Senate, indicating that it does not support these changes in immigration law.
I don't think it necessarily clearly demonstrates a lack of support, but rather the NAE reflects the same disagreement. I don't believe it's a schism. I believe it's a disagreement, a legitimate disagreement within the evangelical community. As a result of that, the NAE cannot necessarily sign that letter because of the specificities that we outlined in that letter.
Well, does this disagreement come down on racial and ethnic lines?
You know what? The majority of white evangelicals are looking at this issue exclusively from the prism of the rule of law, law and order, the application of the rule of law. Not only is it important, but Hispanic evangelicals resonate with that. We want to protect our borders. Absolutely. We want to assure the sovereignty of our nation. Nonetheless, we must, as evangelicals, by our very definition, look at it also from the biblical worldview.
What's the biblical worldview?
The biblical view would be the Leviticus 19 principle. We can't be evangelicals and negate Scripture by our very definition of who we are. And if we look at Scripture and we look at the call to make sure we treat the alien, according to Leviticus, let's treat the alien, the immigrant, the foreigner, as if he or she were one of our own. And in the New Testament, the Good Samaritan parable.
What does the other side say to that? What do the white evangelicals say to that when you raise that point?
The white evangelicals would say, that's good, but the adherence to, the be submissive to the order of government and laws, which is also in Scripture, that supersedes the Leviticus 19 and the Good Samaritan parable. We would say, from a theological standpoint, they work in a complementary manner. They don't supersede. One does not supersede the other. They must work hand in hand.
Well, so how do you convince the other side that there should be a guest worker program as part of Leviticus, as you say?
There is a notion out there, according to the Pew Research, that 64% find immigrants to be a burden. 63% find the immigrant community to be a threat to the American culture. And what we're stating is, look, this Latino community is fastly becoming evangelical. You have nothing to fear. In the matter of fact, they resonate with the value system of the majority evangelicals. God-fearing, family-loving, family values, hard-working. a Calvinistic work ethic. The second thing we need to do is let them know that we are as equally concerned about border protection and the rule of law and the application of the rule of law as they are. That's why the Hispanic evangelical community is not calling for amnesty, is not calling for open borders. We are calling for border security, particularly after 9/11, but also to defend the immigrant. The only thing we bring up is deportation. Not only is it not practical, from a Christian perspective, it's just not the right thing to do because we're supposed to be the community obsessed with family values. How can we as the evangelical community endorse legislation that has the possibility of disenfranchising 12 million families? And here's how it would happen. Parents would go back to their countries. The children who are born here would stay, and the parents would not take them back with them. The parents came here to offer their children better life, better hope, this American dream. When children are raised without parents, there are some definitive socioeconomic consequences to our communities.
Let me ask you this. Is it enough, this House bill that you oppose, is it enough to drive you into the arms of the Democrats?
No, we haven't come to that point yet. And by Democrats, we're nonpartisan. We have members in our constituency that are Democrats, and we have members that are Republican. What we're looking at, I'm speaking collectively in respect to the Latino evangelical ethos, who are becoming more and more loyal, faithful supporters of a conservative traditionalist agenda. They vote more on the values. They have been voting more and more Republican in the past two election cycles than ever before. If Sensenbrenner legislation is enacted, or if the Senate does not present a viable solution that succeeds through conference and is signed by the president, that's comprehensive, then there's a great possibility that many of these Latino evangelicals will say, in the day where we most needed support, we were abandoned by the party we were most supporting. Therefore, there is a possibility of many Latino evangelicals leaving one party and shifting over towards another.
Reverend Samuel Rodriguez heads the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. He joined us from Sacramento. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.